Well, they've had an indifferent start to the season, you know. They've come in, they've like ourselves, been knocked out of the FA Cup recently. Got a decent point down at Southend, and we're travelling there on Saturday at Southend. We know how important that was for them. A tough game. They're all tough in this division. I think that no matter where you go, home or away, each team poses their own problems for us, and it's up to us to go and so start positively, and hopefully we can continue where we finished on Tuesday night.
And Kenny, just on Swindon, recently appointed Tim Sherwin as Director of Football. No one really seems to know his exact role. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, they've made that appointment, you know, and I think it's been well documented, the fact that he got involved from the stands and came down out of the Eastleigh game. I don't know what the actual setup. Obviously, he's Director of Football. They've got a head coach there now, you know, Luke Williams. So, yeah, that's their business. So, I'm sure that's the, for Swindon Town anyway, it's the best way forward for them.
And what's the mood been like in training over the last couple of weeks, with results being a little bit up and down?
Well, they have been up and down. We're really consistent, you know, prior to the last 2 or 3 weeks. I think coming out of the FA Cup was a big, big disappointment for us, and we're not going to dwell on that one, but I think we've had 2 or 3 draws that we possibly could have turned into victories. That obviously helps, but we're in a decent position in the league, you know, and I think, I mean, you know, between now and the end of the season, we're hoping to obviously finish in the top two. That would be great, but certainly at the very minimum, we'd be in the top six.
Just about staying in that sort of top six mix, Kenny, isn't it?
You know, yeah, for the second half of the season. Definitely. You know, I think we look at the other teams that's up and around us, you know, they've been really, really consistent as well. The likes of Sheffield United have had a poor start to the season, and they've been really consistent recently. Scunthorpe just keep winning, and all credit to them. You know, I think they've done terrific since Graham's came in last season, finished the season strong, and then they've carried on from that. So it's up to us. Bolton Wanderers are there. Millwall are starting a little run. Charlton have just had back-to-back victories. So there's a lot of teams, Southend, who we played on Saturday. I think there's a lot of teams there. You could probably go, maybe mention 11 or 12, who will be there or thereabouts at the end of the season. So it's really important for us to maintain the standards that we've set since day one, and hopefully we can do that.
It's starting to notice now, with you being at the top end of the table, teams that are lower in the table are putting 10 behind the ball as soon as you get hold of it, which must mean that there's more work to do in training, I suppose, sort of working on situations.
Well, particularly when they come and play us at home. You know, I think the size of the club, you know, the stadium and the support that we do take, teams do come in and make it really, really difficult for us. And it's up to us then to try and find a way to compensate that one, you know. And, you know, I think Tuesday night just probably summed up probably a lot of the home games, how they've went this year, where teams come in and they try and hit you on the break, and it's up to us, as I say, to get an advantage and then hopefully build on that. And if we can go and get 2 or 3 goals like we did the previous home game against Rochdale, that's certainly what. But it's a difficult league, you know. I think every week there's always strengths and weaknesses from each opposition, and it's up to us to work that one out.
With a mini break coming up with being out of the cup, how important is that going to be with the little niggles and injuries?
Well, it gives us a chance to recover from that. I think we've had I think when you have the Saturday and then the midweek and then the Saturday, you know, 3 games in a week takes a lot out of us. But we've got a decent sized squad, and it's up to us to utilise that. But the enforced break that we do have, being out of the FA Cup, gives us really all the ammunition that we need this Saturday to really go for it, because the last thing you want to do going into these games, when you know you've got a break the week after, is to sit and dwell on a negative result. So if we can get 3 points and come back up for Swindon, that'll be the order of the day.